This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Calling the climate right, the U.S. Wednesday appealed for a ceasefire in Yemen and for the combatants to return to UN-backed peace talks to end more than 3 years of war. Author and former UN Security Council Yemen Panel of Experts member Gregory Johnson said one reason for the change was the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi last month and criticism of the Saudi leadership. Meanwhile, the UN's spokesman Farhan Haq said special UN envoy to Yemen Martin Griffiths has welcomed the U.S. decision. He called for confidence-building measures that would include strengthening the Yemeni central bank in exchange of prisoners and reopening the Sana'a airport. Griffiths in Yemen in September is described as having made progress in prodding both sides, the Shia Houthi rebels, and the Saudi-led coalition to end hostilities. Houthi political council member Sultan al-Sameh insisted that fighters backed by outside forces must first disarm before they do. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Tuesday called for a ceasefire in 30 days' time, adding the Saudis and United Arab Emirates seem ready to embrace U.N. efforts aimed at a negotiated settlement. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar returned to the capital of Juba on Wednesday for the first time since fleeing in 2016 in order to celebrate a peace agreement signed in September to end 5 years of conflict. Machar insisted that peace is in our hearts and there is the will to implement peace because the country deserves it. He's expected to resume his role as vice president. This is VOA News.